and welcome into Conversations with Carlisle. I'm Jackson White, your host, alongside the one and only coach of your Ben Davis Giants, Don Carlisle. This is January 10th, and Coach, it's been a while since we talked, since December 18th. How's it been?
Man, first off, good afternoon, good people. It's been good. I thought that I don't know how much I liked the big break that we had. I think the last time we played, we had just came off the Warren and Brownsburg, or maybe right before the Warren and Brownsburg games. So we were able to take care of business against Lawrence Central, and that was a pretty good team win for us, where we doubled, tripled them up really, and played really well that game. Leading into the new year, we didn't play again until we just played this past weekend, where we won a tough game against North Central, where from my standpoint we didn't play well, but we were able to win I believe it's a character building game, to where you don't play at your best. Zane and Sean Arnold both was in foul trouble in the first quarter. Early in the year, I talked about us being kind of deep. And I think that a game like North Central kind of helped us that we were as deep as we are, because our main guys, we couldn't kind of count on those guys because they got early foul trouble and had to sit most of the first half. So then we came back and won Washington, which was our eighth win in a row.
So, yeah, Coach, you mentioned it, eight wins in a row, and it really – I mean, you guys have looked like a different team. I mean, this team has been elite all season long, and it's finally got put together. Eight straight wins, one of the hottest teams really in a 4A. But let's go back to the Warren Central game, as you went through it a little bit. I think that was kind of your guys' coming out party, you could say. You guys went to Warren, and that's one of the toughest places to play in the Mid-Conference, and you guys really embarrassed them in front of their home crowd.
Correct, man. I thought that we had to learn how to finish a game. We were up plus 20 on them in the third, early in the fourth, and we ended up winning, I think it was 14, which is still, I mean, it's a good win. We hadn't won there since I've been here. It's a lot of firsts. Brownsburg had been getting us. I'll elaborate a little bit on that. But with the Warren game, I thought that that the guys played hard, played well. As a group, as a unit, we finally started to share the ball in the way that I thought we would do all year. And defensively, we locked in. So, and that Warren game, like you said, I think it was a good opportunity for people to see what type of team that we're capable of being. Since then, Warren
won. They haven't lost until they did lose.
Until they lost to LN. So, that's a good team. That's a good team that has had a rough start. So, that bodes well for us as well. Just a peek into where and who we can be, especially going forward and getting started with the county tournament.
And then going to the Brownsburg game, that was the day after the Warren Central game, and this game went into overtime. And, I mean, Brownsburg, Coach Lynch, he has his squad. I mean, he's a good coach. He's going to put them in a position to win every game. So what did you see from the team in that one? And, I mean, overtime wins really just help build onto a team, and it's just an impressive win.
I don't think we played well. I think that Catchings, man, he came out of nowhere, and he's really having a great season, a great year, great early to mid year for them. He's up over 20 in most of the games that they play. Babyface Assassin, you know, he's about 6'6". He shoots the ball with a high arc and a release, so it's hard to challenge his shot. So. He played really well, exceptionally well against us, and really had a shot to win the game. That fortunately for us, it fell a little bit. It was a little bit long, so we were able to hold on to that game. But I think the lesson that you can learn from the Brownsburg game is we had the ball, we got a stop, and got a layup, and went up three. I think it was around 5 seconds, four or 5 seconds, and we celebrated. And they were able to get the ball in quick and come down and throw up a prayer and hit to send it to overtime. So as a coaching staff, we're yelling, like, come on, stop the ball. Like, the game is not over. It's just a learning, definitely a good learning lesson for those guys to play into the bell and to the whistle, the horn or the whistle goes off. So, but we were able to pull that out. Like you said, those are great character building games when you have to go through some adversity. You don't play at your best, and you can come out on top and get a victory. So, I was extremely proud of the guys on that weekend to be able to fight through adversity through the whole time and get victories.
And then, Coach, before Christmas, you guys played one final game, a MIC matchup here at Ben Davis High School. You played against Lawrence Central, mm-hmm. and you guys won 85-48. And, I mean, for everyone who was out this game, I mean, this was the KJ Windham coming out game, you could say.
Yeah. I mean, KJ, for the most part, has been leading us in scoring every game this year. But he's an elite shooter. And just a good basketball player with time. He's just a sophomore, so with time, he'll be one of the, if not the best basketball player in the state by the time he's mature, you know, junior, senior year, I think, with a little bit of strength. And I know he's going to grow a little bit more. Mm-hmm. If he gets to the same size as his brother, man, look out.
Ooh.
Yeah, it'll be really, really tough for people. But definitely, he had a really good game. I think he had 27 points.
Yeah.
But he just dominated. Mm-hmm. He dominated when we needed a bucket. He for sure, one of the guys that we look for to go get one. But like I said, he's an elite shooter. I think if not in the state, probably one of the better shooters in the nation.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy who's really starting to get D1. Schools looking at him. He got offered to IUPUI after this game. Mm-hmm. And he's a guy you're going to be looking forward to coaching for the next few years.
No doubt.
But, Coach, you guys, after this game, you had a really big break. I mean, a break that usually doesn't happen in a regular season. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys went 16 days without playing a game, and then you came back on this previous Friday on the 7th versus North Central. You guys ended up winning 50-47. Take us through what happened during that break and how big was it for the team. Did it hurt you guys? And then that big win.
Yeah, it hurt us, man. Honestly, as hot as we were, I thought that the break hurt us. I thought that I know that there were some guys that needed a break. So right around Christmas, I gave them around 6 days off. It's probably too many. as a coach, you know, we need a break, a little bit of a break too. So I gave those guys six days off. And then we came in and went 3 or 4 days that week after Christmas. And then we had another 4 days off. So it was – as a coach, I wouldn't do it again. Mm-hmm. It's still hard. It's still hard to just come in and practice over that amount of time to be off that long. But I think I'll maybe put in like a scrimmage game with the refs or something like that just to keep the guys prepped and ready. Because I believe that was a part of the reason why we kind of struggled to play at the level that we needed to play over the weekend. Even though we came out with victories, we didn't play well. We didn't play well against North Central. Sheridan Sharp had a heck of a game and hit a go-ahead three. There was a difference in the game in the fourth quarter, but his leadership and his defense has been the difference for the most part for this year. I know that we talked about KJ Windham. He and Zane have really had really good years alongside of KJ. So Zane had a lot of career highs already in the midst of the first third or first half of this season. So we're just looking forward to getting some other guys really, really going. I know that Clay Butler led us in scoring. He's kind of been up and down this year. But we're looking to get him more consistent and for him to be a focal point of what we do moving forward. So I just think, man, we go to LN and play the opening game of the tournament, Marion County tournament, against them out at LN. So if you guys want to see us play in that opening round, man, we would definitely welcome some purple in that sea of green and red out east to come on out and support us tomorrow at 6:30.
So 6:30. Ben Davis, 8-2, 8 consecutive wins. Lawrence North getting a big win over Warren Central this past Friday. Mm-hmm. Lawrence North getting back CJ Gunn, IU commit. And, Coach, before we wrap it up, I mean, what is the game plan going into this one guarding a guy like CJ Gunn?
just got to take his space. CJ's, I think when you watch the way he plays and you look at where he's landed as far as high major university, man, he has the makings of a pro.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, from the standpoint of us trying to stop him, you just got to take his space. A guy like him, he likes to get rhythm, dribbles to create space. He shoots a lot of jump shots, and he has great size, and he gets up pretty high on his jump shots, so it'll be pretty tough to challenge his shot. He's about 6'5", and he jumps about a foot off the ground when he mm-hmm. shoots. So pretty athletic, pretty big kid. He's not real physical. He likes to shoot a lot of jump shots. So for me, game plan-wise, it'd just be take his space, make it tough for him, make all his catches tough. And you know he's going to score. You know, you're never going to be able to stop a guy completely, not someone who's has his type of offensive prowess. But just make it really, really tough on him.
Mm-hmm.
By all means, Lawrence North is not just CJ Gunn, but he's a big part of what they do. I think it's his fourth game. It'll be his third or fourth game that he's been back. And I think they were undefeated without him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
they had one loss.
One loss.
Yeah, and then they lost to Tinley with him.
So, with that being said, you know, they're a good mm-hmm. team. They're a good team. So we'll just have to make sure that we do what we need to do on our end, not just against CJ Gunn, but against Lawrence North. So we'll do our part, and hopefully we'll play a little bit better than we did this past weekend and come out with a victory out east.
And if the Giants do win this game this Tuesday, they will play a home game in the tournament on Wednesday on the 12th. That game will also be at 6. And then hopefully, Coach, you guys are playing at 7 on Saturday.
Correct. We'll play the winner between Speedway and Park Tudor on Wednesday. We fortunate enough to get the win on Tuesday. And then we'll play the winner of our side, on the other side of our side of the bracket on Friday night in the semifinal. And then hopefully, and you know, we're expecting to be at Southport 7:00 on Saturday playing for the championship. All the mixed schools outside of North Central are on our side of the bracket. So
you're going to have to go through the mix.
We're going to have to go through the mix. Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll have to go through the mix. We've played everybody that's on our side outside of LN. They'll be wanting some get back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we 4-0 in the mix. We got a little bit of a recipe, and we got a little bit of a streak and a little swag going on with our group, so it'll be tough for them to get us out.
It should be exciting. So if anyone wants to go to the game, like Coach said, 6:00 tomorrow at Lawrence North. So hopefully to see some purple out there supporting your Ben Davis Giants as they look to improve to a 9-2 record and continue on in a chance to win the Marion County Tournament. Coach, until next Monday, thanks for joining me. And hopefully next Monday we're talking about a Marion County Championship.
There it is. Go Giants.
There we go. Go Giants, and have a good rest of your day.